Welcome to the Small Market Radio Podcast. I'm Jay Mitchell, and this is episode 39. This week, we're going to finish up our interview with radio innovator John Wanzung, whose company has developed what, to me anyway, is one of the very best radio apps I've ever seen. And we're going to pick up the conversation this week with a continuation of that walkthrough that we started last week. So in case you missed it, what you need to do in order to participate in the walkthrough is go to your app store on your mobile device, either Android or Apple, and look for Radio Max, all one word, no spaces. And then from the results of that, you'll see a Radio Max app. It's the one with a little dial icon. And you'll download that and install it and open it, and you'll be all set to go for our interview. And we'll give you time to do that, because before we do the interview, we're going to do a little marketing minute.
Drain the swamp, repeal and replace. Jobs, jobs, jobs. You are fake news.
In the June 21, 2018 issue of the Small Market Radio Newsletter, we did a piece called What POTUS Can Teach Us About Marketing. I realized one day that our president is employing a lot of the great classic marketing techniques, particularly those that were put forward by a guy named Philip Kotler in the 1980s. And, frankly, I thought I was going to get killed by listeners thinking that I'd gotten political on them, but they understood what I was doing and were able to take away some really solid marketing principles. In as much as we got some pretty good feedback, I'm going to go ahead and share some of the principles with you, our faithful podcast listener. For example, keep it simple. When you try to communicate complex, nuanced concepts, it doesn't work very well in a marketing environment. You got to use short, catchy, memorable phrases. The fewer the words, the more likely the message will be to be understood and repeated to others. For example, and this is, again, the president doing this, lock her up, drain the swamp, build the wall, things like that. Another principle is reposition the competition. Whether you use Crooked Hillary, Little Marco, fake news, the failing New York Times, if you repeat it often enough and consistently, then the average consumer is going to treat it as fact, basically. Now, what's really good about this technique is that the competition can't fight it because they can't even acknowledge it. For example, if Ms. Clinton were to say something like, "I'm not crooked," or the New York Times were to adopt a slogan like, "We're not failing," they'd be playing right into the president's hand. By the way, neuro-linguistic programming teaches us that the mind ignores a negative. So not failing is the same as failing. Not crooked is the same as crooked. So naturally, the marketer who has effectively repositioned the competition would love nothing better than for the competition to respond, because that just gives more exposure to the repositioning. Another one, be consistent. Whenever referring to Ms. Clinton, it's always Crooked Hillary. It's always the failing New York Times. No variation whatsoever. Be preemptive is one of Kotler's defense strategies. A great example is this whole fake news business, which the president basically is using as an attack strategy, because what's happening is he's laid that groundwork. He's been branding the press as fake news for so long and so consistently that it's really taken hold in the minds of some of his voters, for his base, for example, so that if there's any kind of negative reporting against him, all he has to do is say, "Well, that's fake news," and it's very consistent with what he's already said. And so it's an effective response to anything that comes out that otherwise might harm him. Kotler calls the next one the mobile defense, as in it's hard to hit a moving target. It's just being unpredictable. The president has found or understands is that it's really hard to come up with a response to an attack that you never see coming. You do anything and everything you can to keep your competition off balance and chasing their own tails. And so all of that time is time that never gets devoted to defeating you. One that most people in radio are very familiar with, it's the Ebbinghaus principle. Back in the 1880s, Hermann Ebbinghaus came up with his famous forgetting curve, or curve of forgetfulness, which basically proves what we already know. We forget stuff over time. The president uses this tactic quite a bit. I'll have a major announcement in 4 days, or I'll respond to that allegation in a week, and then the response or the announcement never comes. And usually by 4 days or 7 days later, most people will have forgotten all about it. And any news media outlet that doesn't forget has already been branded fake news. So there you go.
You are fake news.
Now to our interview with John Wanzang. Now, I've just praised his app and told him that I thought that it would be perfect for smaller stations. And let's pick up with his response.
I appreciate that. It's something that, like I said, we spent a lot of time on, and we know that the smaller market stations have, you know, not as many resources as the bigger market stations, maybe not the budgets, but we wanted to create a product, as you said, that not only competed on the same level, but gave these stations an edge up. And we feel that this platform can do that. There isn't anything that exists on the market right now, and we want to deliver that to the small market stations because we're all big fans of radio here. Like you said, we started with college. We all listen and we support our local stations, and we think that this platform can help and provide a big competitive advantage to them.
John, it's obvious that all this will work very well during live day parts, but so many broadcasters in every size market, just not small markets, have day parts and sometimes entire radio stations that are tracked or on satellite. How does your app work in that situation? Does it?
Absolutely. Because the whole chat area, again, the listeners can interact with each other, but don't forget, you can set up a poll. You can set up something to be running during that day part that may be on automation or something to that sort, that may be a scheduled or a syndicated show. You can still create the content and the interactive tools through the dashboard and put those up while they're happening. You can schedule those. So you put up a poll that's going on on it so the listeners can actually interact with that broadcast, even though it's pre-recorded. That can all still happen. So it kind of creates, you know, we all know that there's, you know, there's cost efficiencies with doing some of those programming that you talked about. But if we can still keep the listener engaged, it's going to be better for everybody. And that's what hopefully this platform does.
John, are there any other features you want to talk about?
Yeah, one other quick thing. And the funny thing about this this feature on the app, it seems so simple. But if everyone was looking at go back to the go button and you look at that flywheel, there's an icon there for the phone icon. Go ahead and click on it. This allows the listener to call directly into your studio line. And the reason I laugh about this a little bit is it's more because of just where society is at. Who remembers a phone number anymore? Nobody. And I know we're all out in the air. Hey, call us at 312-555-2612. But now all you got to do is go to the app, click on our phone icon, and dials directly into the studio line. And it's just been, you know, it's kind of the way things are, but it's all about giving the listener simplicity and instant access to what you want them to do. And that, I know, again, I know it's simple, but having that phone icon that allows you to dial directly in the studio, great way for the DJs, and it's a great way to promote your app.
You know, the more you describe the features of this app, the more I think about how it's really extending what radio does best, which is interacting with the listener in a very direct and personal way. But also, this gives listeners an opportunity to interact with one another.
And it allows them to connect with the station anytime, anywhere. I'm glad you brought that up, Jack. One kind of quick little anecdote to this. I was talking to a station group out of Boston, Massachusetts, and the gentleman, the owner of the station, was mentioned to me that he thought this could be a great tool for him because a lot of his listeners were snowbirds, and they go down to Florida for the winter. But as we all know, we want those advertisers to stay in front of those listeners even when they're gone. You know, the local car dealership that spends a lot of money with the station, they don't want that listener buying a car down in Florida. They want it to buy in Boston. This allows that station to stay connected with those listeners while they're down in Florida all winter and hear that programming and hear those advertisers to keep it front and center of mind. So it's connecting them while they're in range, but also now they can stay connected with them wherever they are.
What opportunities does this app offer stations to make more money?
Yeah, this is, I think, one of the most exciting developments we've had over the last 6 months with the platform. It's called Smart Ads. And what it allows to do is, obviously, the first thing is we want to help stations get mobile. We all know they need to be. But then how do we actually generate money? How do we actually help the stations generate more income? It's revenue. So what we've created is what's called Smart Ad technology. And I'll kind of explain it real quick, and then I'll explain to the listeners where they can actually see a demo of this. So right now you're running a commercial. Right now what we're doing is we're working with the stations when they pick a specific commercial. They give that commercial to us, and we're going to encode it with a silent tone. It's inaudible to the human ear. It doesn't disrupt the file at all. And we give it back to the station. And then they traffic that commercial like they normally would. What's going to happen now is anyone who's listening on the app, when that commercial plays, the app recognizes that commercial is playing. So what does that do for the listener? It creates a visual, interactive, actionable experience based on the commercial that they're hearing. And we can measure all of it. I'll give you a quick explanation of it. So there's a station here on this Radio Max app, and if everyone wants to go there, it's called Highway 65 Radio. You can just type it in. It's just a demo loop. But you'll hear the DJ come out of break. He'll do a station ID, and then you'll hear a commercial for Lucchese Boots. The commercial is going to say something like, you know, Lucchese Boots, handmade in Texas, worn by country stars. And in this produced spot, the DJ says, by the way, look at your mobile app right now for a chance to win a pair of Lucchese Boots. And right at that exact moment, a Lucchese ad pops up on your mobile app. And it says scratch and win. And there's three gray boxes. And as the DJ is saying, take your finger and scratch the three gray boxes. And you scratch them with your finger and three boots will appear. A little form comes out and now you're entered in to win this contest. So we can take any piece of audio and encode it so that we can create that visual interactive an actionable experience on the mobile phone. So now when someone hears something, they can take action immediately. And what's interesting about it is we can actually track all of that. Who heard it? Who interacted with it? Did they go to that website of that particular advertiser? Did they do an in-app purchase? And the other thing about it is, if you look at when you go back to the homepage of the app, there's a wallet. You can click on that wallet and you can see any of the smart ads that ran. So even if you couldn't interact with it at that particular moment you were hearing it, you can still go in and interact with it later. And we can track that as well. Did the listener interact when they heard it, or did they interact with it at a later point? So it kind of opens up a whole new opportunity when you're going out and selling campaigns, is that we can add in that smart ad technology to give you the station more data and a different experience for the listener to engage with that. And it's not just commercials. We can do it with promotions, with contests, with station ID. Anything can be encoded. One other quick example, Jay, I'll give is on this demo loop, the DJ says, hey, we got a great new song coming up by Laura Lena. We'd love to know what you think. Right when that song plays, a music survey comes up. And the listener can take that music survey while they're listening to the song. And all that data, whether it's on the commercial side, a promotions, song, is all given back to the station.
I'll tell you, one concern that all small market broadcasters have is with how much there is to do and how few people we have to do it. And I'm just kind of concerned that this app will take a lot of station resources, which they really can't afford.
Well, I think when you get a chance to see the dashboard, it's so simple to use, and my fourth grader can do it. So there's no extra overhead or personnel needed for this. The simplicity and the intuitiveness that you saw in the app, the feedback that we've gotten from the stations that we're working with, it's even better on the dashboard. So the platform itself, the mobile platform, once it's set up, it can run on its own. It's you as a station, if you've got your promotions person, if you have a social person, even your salespeople, it's very simple just to go post something. And the DJ, if they're already in the booth, they can, you know, it's just a simple thing to, throw up a poll, to throw up a comment. It doesn't change any of their daily routine. So there's no extra staff needed. But now you can, like I said, reach many more people having the mobile. And you've got tools at your fingertips to compete with the other stations.
So let's talk about that dashboard of yours.
All we need to do is go to your computer. So this is a web-based dashboard where you control every element of your app. And what we need to do is open up either Chrome or Firefox in a browser. And once you get that open, we just type in RadioMax, R-A-D-I-O-M-A-X, .co. So .companies.co. So it's RadioMax.co. Once you have that open, up in the top right, you'll see a login, station login tab. Go ahead and click on that station login tab. And then where it says email, just type in Highway 65. So it's Highway, H-I-G-H-W-A-Y, all lowercase, the number 6, the number 5. Then for the password, and again, this is an all lowercase, is very long demo password. Let me do that again. Very long demo password. So if you're all looking, and you should be now on the Highway 65 dashboard. This is our demo station. And you'd be looking at the moderator tab where it says main chat feed at the top. And if you look at the bottom, you'll see where it says type your message. This is where the DJs can type a message. It instantly shows up on the app. And this is where the listeners can react to whatever the DJ posted. And the DJ right here can see any of the comments coming through. And they can just react, and it's a real-time engagement tool with your listeners. And if you look over on the bottom right of the same screen, you're going to see a green button with a plus sign. Go ahead and click on that. And this is how you create a poll. You just type in a question. You can type up to 4 answers. And as soon as you press create and start, that poll is instantly on your app. And if you cancel out of that poll form, it'll take you back to the main page, and you can see the poll. You can see how many people are participating. And you can see the results. And so, Jay, one of the things that we wanted to do was make this interactive portion for the DJs simple. So, you know, when we were working with the college students, it's all about training. You know, they're rotating DJs every 6 months. And we wanted something that, you know, was really simple to use. So as long as it just talk to the listeners, here's how you create a poll. Here's how you create a chat. That's it. You know, it's a couple minute process to learn how to do. Two other things we'll show you on here real quick. Up at the top next to polls, it says contests. If you go ahead and click on that contest button and then click on that green button at the bottom again, you can set up live contests on your mobile device as well. Two types of contests. You can put in, you know, enter your prize. Could be enter 2 tickets to Jurassic World. How many winners do you want? 5. Create and start. It's instantly on your app, and all the listener has to do, they'll see win 2 tickets to Jurassic World, click the enter button, they're automatically entered. And when you cancel out of that, it'll show you the contest running here on your dashboard. It'll show you how many people have participated. Once the contest is over, you just click the generate winner button. It'll pick your winners, and it'll give you their contact information.
What about analytics? How can we mine the data that's being generated through the app?
Over on the top left, you'll see an analytics tab. If everyone can click on that analytics tab and let it load, it's going to show you a very dynamic, robust overview of what's happening with your mobile app. And you can scroll down and see all the data that's being captured. Who's listening? Where they're listening from, how often they're listening, age breakdown, how many people favorited your station. And you can look at that data today, yesterday, last week. So it gives you a really nice overview of what's happening on your mobile device.
I'm guessing all this wonderfulness isn't free. Can we talk about the pricing?
So as we mentioned, I think early on, Jay, we were focusing on the small market, the independent stations, we know that the budgets are much tighter, but we also know that they all know they need to be mobile. And you've got the free options with TuneIn, but again, it's a page. They're keeping all the advertising dollars. So we wanted to create a pricing structure that was affordable to these small market stations. So right now it's $149 a month to have the full custom app and the dashboard with all the features that we are seeing currently through this. Now, with the advertising technology, and I'll come back to that 149 in a second, with the advertising technology, right now we do a rev share with the stations if they want to integrate the smart ad technology. We're also creating in-app advertising opportunities when we launch the self-serve ad platform, where when you are looking at the app, you have the station logo, and then you've got the player underneath, and there's kind of a big white space in between there. We're going to allow the stations to put some branding in there. Perfect example would be this app is sponsored by Acme Car Dealership. So right on the homepage of the app, you could easily go to a car dealership and say, hey, for 149 months, you can sponsor our app. There, you've just covered your entire app. Now anything you get on top of that is gravy. That little circle where your logo is, the station logo, we're going to allow that to scroll through where you can actually put in other information about either current or new advertisers coming in. The other place that we're going to add in-app advertising is, when remember when we were in that chat area and you saw the different chat messages coming through? One of those rows, like every four rows, you'll be able to make that a banner that people can click to and go with your advertising. So we've got the smart ad technology. Then we've also got the in-app, more traditional advertising components that you can put visual branding for your advertisers.
John, what have I forgotten to ask you?
What have you forgotten to ask me? Gee, that's a great question. Mobile's not going anywhere. It's only going to continue to grow. And we would love to help these small market stations compete and even do better than the big boys. That's why we're here.
John Wanzung, I very much appreciate you taking the time with us today. And I'll make sure that all of your contact information is on our show notes so listeners can follow up with you to get more information. Again, John, thanks for being with us.
Jay, thanks so much, and thanks for everyone. That was great. Enjoyed it.
That's episode 39 of the Small Market Radio Newsletter. As always, in our show notes, you'll find links to the things mentioned in the podcast today. And if you go to smallmarketradio.com, you'll see those show notes for episode 39. You'll be able to download or listen to past episodes, subscribe for free to our podcast so you'll be notified automatically when new ones come out, and you'll also have an opportunity to do a free trial subscription to the Small Market Radio newsletter. So that's at smallmarketradio.com. Thanks for listening. This is Jay Mitchell, and I'll talk to you next week.